entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
If you breathe a word of what you've seen here, we'll do time for treason.
Everything humans know of our planet, we were told, had been shared. You lied to us. You've made a grave mistake.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
What the hell was John Malkovich doing in this movie? What the hell was Frances McDormand doing in this movie? Of course, I always used to say, what the hell is John Turturro doing in these movies? But thank God John Turturro's in these movies. He's the best part.
Yeah.
At some point, I decided to watch all the Transformers movies. I mean, I watched the original. And I watched the original years ago when it first came out on DVD. And earlier this month, I did watch Transformers Age of Extinction. It's so wonderful, I can't even pronounce the words in the title. And then tonight, I finally watched Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon. The thing is, these movies are so long, I feel like I've watched 7 movies. But I've only watched 2. And I feel like I haven't seen John Malkovich in weeks, even though I saw him at the beginning of the movie, and that was earlier today. I started the movie like really early when I was on the treadmill, stopped it, then watched it again during lunch, stopped it, then just finished it off, and it's already 11 o'clock at night, so it took that long, and it felt like it took that long. I generally have an idea of what goes on in Transformers movies, but I'm sitting there going just like confused. Not that they're intricate, but that they're just... They're so not intricate. Like, okay, I'm going to try to give you the plot summary, all without looking, just from watching the movie. Okay. Back in the 60s, the space race was because something crashed into the moon. I thought that was kind of cool. I wish that would have been a better story if it was taken out of a Transformers movies and made into its own story. So we had a bad-looking Kennedy impersonation and a bad-looking Nixon impersonation and some really bad, screen kind of digital puppetry, digital face changing. They didn't quite master that in 2011. But basically, Buzz Aldrin, who played himself, in the present day, and Apollo 11, the mission was to go see what's on the dark of the moon, the dark side of the moon. Matter of fact, it's old Doc. And it turns out it was a transformer. And, okay, see? So it's a transformer, and it was that transformer that ended up years later being found or being discovered. And so the Autobots find out about him, so they go up to space to bring him home, and in what they do is revive him, and in doing so, that's exactly what the Decepticons wanted them to do. So then this guy who they revive turns on them, and he has all these pillars that he wants to use to create a space portal to bring more Decepticons to Earth. Okay, I think I remember now. And so the United States government says, oh, the Autobots have done nothing but make things terrible. Let's put them in a rocket ship and send them on out of here. So they do that. The Autobots are like, all right, I guess so. And they put them in a rocket ship, and the rocket ship gets exploded. It gets all blown up right away. And and Shia LaBeouf's like, oh, no, my Bumblebee and Optimus. And then he's like, but I'm still going to go get my girlfriend and save her. And he goes to save her because she gets kidnapped by Patrick Dempsey, who was a rich accountant who also became the accountant of the Decepticons and is helping with them taking over the world, I think. And then, so he gets kidnapped by her. Shia LaBeouf goes to get her and ends up running into Tyrese Gibson, which I've gotten to the point where I'm like, hey, it's Tyrese. Awesome. Because of the Fast and Furious movies, he actually makes me like him. So kudos to you, Tyrese. It was good to see. I was happy to see you. I was surprised to see Frances McDormand, Patrick Dempsey, and most of all, John Malkovich in this movie. Okay, so he goes to save her, thinking all the Autobots are dead. Nope, they're back. And Optimus Prime is like, we had to pretend to go explode ourselves so that you know the Decepticons will never leave. Oh, that's right. The Decepticons said, if all the Autobots leave, if you get rid of them, we'll leave. And they lied, and stupid Earth falls for it. And Optimus Prime is like, we will never forsake Earth. Autobots, roll out. And so they start fighting, okay? And they're in Chicago. I forgot to mention that. Trump Tower, which is funny hearing Trump Tower. I don't know why, but it's just, you know, Trump Tower's always been there, but in the news, yada yada. And I literally just watched this movie. So now the robots stop fighting and then they win. And that's kind of it. I mean, it's literally like the robots aren't there and they're like, where's Optimus Prime? And Optimus Prime isn't there. And then Optimus Prime all of a sudden is there. And I think I'm looking at it the whole time. I did not fall asleep. I mean, did I look up at the ball game and miss like this whole reason why Optimus Prime wasn't there? And then he was there. And then Megatron actually comes in and beat up, I think it was the guy's name, Cybertron. No, Cybertron's the name of the planet. Megatron comes up and beats up Leonard Nimoy robot, which I think was cool because I'm almost positive Leonard Nimoy was a voice in the original Transformers cartoon movie. So that was nice having him back. It's tough because every friggin' Decepticon looks the same to me. So it was nice that the Leonard Nimoy robot turned and became a bad guy because he was in red, so I knew it was him. I couldn't tell you what Megatron looks like. I couldn't tell you what Megatron is. I was a kid when Megatron was a toy. He was a gun. I actually brought him to school, a toy transforming gun. I think nowadays, if that was the thing, like nowadays, the kid would get suspended for bringing a toy transforming gun to school. As a kid, I brought it to show and tell. And then my buddy Dave, who lived behind me, borrowed it and broke it. And I will never forgive him for it. And I still let him know about it. But this Megatron, I don't know what the hell he transforms into. And, he ends up, the girlfriend gets in Megatron's face and's like, oh, you're his bitch, yo. And literally she says something like that. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm the head of the Decepticons. I'm going to get it. So he gets up and he's like, and he kills the guy, the bad guy, before the bad guy can kill Optimus Prime. Really convenient. I feel like a two-year-old telling you the story. And then Optimus Prime is like, oh, thanks. He goes, basically Megatron's like, you complete me. You can't live without me. Kind of the Joker Batman thing. And Optimus Prime goes, oh, I'm going to see if I can do that. Let's see if that's true. And he rips his head off. I mean, Prime has no problem killing robots. No problem. We must kill them all. This podcast episode is terrible because this movie was pretty terrible. I can't believe I talked this long about it. The one thing I liked was when the building fell on its side and how they're going one way and then they jump out a window another way and they shoot the window to slide back in another way. I thought that was kind of good action. A lot of big action, a lot of dumb action. I don't understand why some robots are Scottish, some robots are American, some robots are like, you know, like hip hop. And there's one friggin' robot who is bald with like a receding hairline. He had hair on his sides and bald on top. I don't know what the hell I'm watching half the time. I recognize some voices. I recognize that the cars are the good guys and the robots that seem to change into scary looking things are the bad guys. And I'm not done. I've got to watch another Transformers movie. The one with Marky Mark. He's like, we found Transformers? That's my Marky Mark and Transformers 4. That's my impersonation. I don't know. Maybe getting away from Shia LaBeouf, getting away from, I'm assuming it's a reboot and starting the storyline again. I really have no idea what to expect. But really, I mean, I didn't know what to expect last time. This time around, Megan Fox was out and Sherry Soleil Moonfry. No, that's Punky Brewster. Sherry Huntington Wiley or something like that. I don't know what the hell her name is, but she's like a beautiful model Australian chick who might be a worse actress than Megan Fox. I'm not sure. She definitely didn't add anything to the movie that Megan Fox couldn't have done. Unless it's just physical. Maybe you like the looks of this chick more than the other chick. It's right. I said chick. That's right. I'm a misogynistic. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just tired, and I'm glad this movie's over. And it might be my last Shia LaBeouf movie for a while. At least Transformers movie. But you never know. He might be back. He may not be done with Transformers. Money talks, and so do I. And I want to stop talking. So that's what I'm going to do. And that's it for me. Transformers 3. Transformers Dark of the Moon. Michael Bay loves to be like, let's look up this girl's ass. And he just kind of brings the camera. Like the first time we meet the new girlfriend, there's like the camera just follows her legs and she's wearing panties in her shirt. It's like, look, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like it's on one end, you're that, the typical guy like, hey, what? But on the other hand, you're like, Jesus Christ, Michael Bay. I mean, you don't even joke. I mean, you did the same thing with Megan Fox in part two. And a lot of Michael Bay likes to put the camera on the ground and look up at people who are looking up. It's, I don't know. It's like he makes things look pretty, but they also look kind of generic too. And what I found out is the same guy wrote 2, 3, and 4, I think. So I'm expecting more dumbness. I don't even think that's a word. I'm expecting more dumbness in the fourth one. But at least it's with Marky Mark, so it'll be interesting to see. And we don't have to see Sam Witwicky's parents anymore. As much as the actors are fine, the storyline they're giving is stupid. And the dialogue that they're giving is not funny. It's just stupido. So now I'm done. Listen to me. My name is Mike. You've been listening to Geek Mentality. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fansnotexperts. Because the website that this podcast, Geek Mentality, and all Fans Not Experts Movie Month, FNE Movie Month, is located at fansnotexperts.com. Search for the hashtag FNE Movie Month and you can't help but bump into me. We're on SoundCloud. We're on, what's that other stuff? Stitcher. We're up on Stitcher. We are also on Google Play Music, and we're also on a little thing called iTunes. Find us, and when I say us has two letters. But this podcast only has one person, me. I was trying to make some kind of interesting pun, and I ran out of brain power. So, Transformers 3, a lot of nice spectacles. Overall, crappy movie. Not even sure if it's better or worse than Transformers 2. It's basically the same exact movie, just with different things in it. But John Turturro, always happy to see him. And I feel like he's done too. Also, Alan Tudyk was in it, and he played like John Turturro's assistant butler, but then he was also like fighting people. And then he also was like helping the government at the end. Basically, the government was letting him run controls of things. Kind of stupid overall, but it made me realize that I could write a movie and don't have to worry about logic, and you don't have to worry about just making sense all the time or seamless storytelling. As long as you can distract people with awesome robots, you can make a movie. So, yeah, with that said, maybe I'm going to go write a Transformers movie right now. I mean, it can't take much. We'll see what I can do. And now, please play my music. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it.
And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.